This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah. Al Dukes, what do you say on this Thursday?
Jerry, you know we've become relationship advice experts over time. But someone else, I wish I saved their name. They told me we should just do life advice. Like we're eliminating by just doing relationship advice. So if anybody has any life advice questions they want answered.
Al and Jerry, life advisors.
Life advisors. We've been doing a relationship one.
Yeah,
but
well,
we could do anything. You know, with the questions at work or anything. You can just direct message me on Twitter or Instagram.
Perfect.
I did get one, Jerry, recently here from a fella named Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Figured I'd throw out a topic, not sure if it's a question, to discuss on a podcast.
Mm.
I know how Jerry met his wife, young, so times are different, with dating as I was married and now divorced since 2018. Al, did you use internet dating such as Match.com, Bumble, etc.? If so, how brutal was the process? Some of my experiences are women using so many filters to alter how they look. They lie about their age. One woman I was dating, I found out, was married after 3 months.
No way.
Now I'm with someone, but figured if you had thoughts about tricks for dating, might help out a lot of your core listeners. You can use my name.
That's interesting because I've never dealt with this. You have, and you'll talk about it in a second. I've always said to you and others, I would fear that part of it. I think you can absolutely meet cool people, but I would be so concerned going to every restaurant for a date or whatever, not knowing if what was advertised is arriving.
Yeah. So I will tell you that I last used Match.com is the only one I used, and I thought pretty good success with it. I met mostly good people.
That's awesome.
Not many, but the ones I met were good people. And this was back in 2014 and earlier.
Yeah.
So I will tell you that in those 7 or 8 years, the editing your pictures on your phone have come a long way.
Sure.
I did not really run into that situation when I was doing the internet dating. The only thing I would run into is angles people would take photos at, right? So, or you would get like a face shot. You know, I met one woman out who was very large, who I did not know was very large. She was like thinner up top.
Yeah.
But her hips, her thighs, she was a big gal. She was a full figured gal. And I'm not that's not my type, nor did she probably want a scrawny, weigh nothing guy.
She was saying, "You look strong and muscular."
Exactly.
What is this?
What is this?
I could break you.
Toothpick that showed up. But for the most part, people looked the way they were supposed to look.
Mm.
So I imagine that is a problem now. It's got to be difficult now. Now, he did mention one called Bumble, which I've heard of.
I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it.
This one seems interesting. It's where women have to make the first move.
Mm.
Because the problem with women going on these dating sites such as Match.com is that women get flooded with all sorts of dudes that aren't even in like the range that they're looking for.
Right.
A woman could be very specific and say, I want a man between 20 and 30 who makes $100,000, who's got a nice head of hair, and they'll get old, bald guys right into them.
You've done that.
I know you're not looking for old, bald guys, but I'm hilarious. So the women get hit up a lot, and they got to weed through a lot to find somebody. So this Bumble is, you put your profiles up there, men and women, but I think the women have to reach out to you first.
Interesting. Do you think... And be honest. Okay. Now, there's a lot of dating sites.
There are a lot.
Do you think that our mug is on one of them somewhere?
What do you mean?
Like someone...
Someone's pretending to be you?
Not using our name.
Right.
But saying, you know, Mike Williams, blah, 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 and it's a photograph of you. Or me.
I guess that's potential.
Possible, right?
Potentially, yeah. It's a potential, Jerry.
That would be funny.
What if we were together, like you and me, looking to double date some women? These two guys are looking to double date. So, the Bat Bumble one seems interesting if guys are, and for women who don't want to get flooded with things.
That is interesting.
And in fact, I just heard Alicia Silverstone, Jerry, the actress who was in Clueless. She's on Bumble.
Come on, really?
Yeah. She's divorced. She was having a hard time.
Could you imagine you're
someone?
On one of those things and a Hollywood actress contacts you?
Yes.
And an attractive one?
Right. Like, you would think you were on that show Catfish, which happens a lot.
I would think it was a joke.
On that show. A lot of times it's like a celebrity. Yeah. Someone's pretending to be a celebrity.
Yeah. I would think that was, I would have to check that.
Yeah. So, it's gotta be difficult, Jerry. I received a gift in the mail, Jerry, in a letter.
Okay.
Let's see what I got here.
I got nothing.
This is, it's for both of us.
Oh.
I wanted to present it to you here. to Al and Jerry. This is from Patty Minsky.
Hello, Patty.
Hello. My husband, Warren, is a daily listener to your warm-up show and then listens and watches the Boomer and Geo show as well by default. I listen daily to small portions. Oh, she's saying by default she listens daily.
I was going
to
say, that sounds terrible.
Small portions. Right. I really was thinking highly of myself there. I was like, my husband listens to you and Jerry. By default, the radio's still on, and he has those other two on. No, she says she listens by default to small portions. Today, on the warm-up show, both of you were discussing the need for a monocle like Teddy Roosevelt wore.
Yes.
Or a magnifying glass. Here's the closest thing on the market to answer your request. Thin optics. Stick to the back of your phone with a supplied stick of adhesive tape, or sit inside of a keychain. Thinoptics.com is where you can see all their products. And they're just these very thin glasses.
Oh, she sent one.
She sent one. She sent a keychain version.
Wow.
This is for if you, 1.5. I don't know if you know what you are, Jerry.
I think my glasses that I, reading glasses, are 1.25.
Yeah, now this one here on this keychain, Jerry, these are a 2.5.
Whoa.
But you always have them on you, and they slide.
How awesome is that?
They slide out of the thing, and you put them on your face.
Patty, thank you. I will use that. What the best part of that is?
Yeah.
When I go to a restaurant, I can't read the damn menus
anymore.
And I don't carry glasses.
You don't?
No, I don't even bring glasses to work.
Now, this Patty, she had also sent me a... she wrote Patty Minsky, but I got email from a different woman. Let me see.
What?
Hold on, Jerry. This was her.
Maiden name, maybe?
No. Email? This is it's a little confusing. So that came from Patty Minsky.
Okay.
Her husband, Warren, listens. He's 65.
Okay.
Her daughter sent me an email to get our information, then the mother sent.
Oh, I see.
The daughter was a contestant on Do You Know More Sports Than a Hot Chick?
No kidding.
11 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But this past weekend, my parents were listening to your warm-up show when you and Jerry discussed how you dislike readers but can't see when you're reading. My mom worked for Thin Optics.
That's awesome.
So thank you to the Minsky family.
Very much so. And what's her daughter's name is?
Jessica.
Jessica, thank you. That was a fun segment we used to do back in the day.
Yeah, but then Boomer used to cheat and help out the hot chicks.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
First, well, Patty and Jessica and Warren, thank you very much.
First, it started off as, do you know more than a housewife? And then once we got on TV, we had to get hot chicks, Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to get some hot chicks up in there.
I understand. I hear you.
I thought I had something else printed out.
I hope so. We got time.
Now I can't find
Plus,
it, Jerry.
Plus, you didn't do a podcast yesterday, an additional podcast.
I didn't do a podcast yesterday. I went to the dentist yesterday
and
got my teeth cleaned.
Nice.
It's weird. They now will, I don't know if your place does it, they'll floss your teeth for you.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Which feels weird.
The place I go to now is incredibly, not progressive is the right word, but they use a lot more technology than my previous dentist.
Is that right?
To where they take photographs and x-rays of every tooth, and they're up on the screen instantly. Like within 30 seconds, the pictures are there. And they show you what your teeth look like, what your roots look like, and they do, and all the markings, it's unbelievable to where I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Now I don't want to go back because I'm embarrassed.
It is amazing how deep your teeth roots are.
Yeah.
Like they go all into your jaw.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
All jammed up in there.
Pretty crazy, actually.
And then my dentist, who's my brother-in-law, Paul, but when I'm there, I call him Dr. Tedeschi because I'm professional. I don't want to make it seem awkward. They also have like a chart with your teeth that I see during my, and it's got blue where I have fillings. And then there was one tooth was circled. So I asked the dental assistant, I said, why is that? What does it mean when the tooth is circled? She goes, he has a watch on that one.
Oh, okay.
Watching his eyeball in it.
Yeah. To fill it.
Which I don't like.
Or replace it.
I don't like a watch.
Fake tooth. Made out of wood.
George Washington wood teeth. But yeah, they're still all you got to wear the masks, Jerry, when you go in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, it's difficult to work on your teeth when you have a mask on, so you do get to remove the mask.
Yeah, of course.
That always felt like a very strange job to be a dental assistant. You are cleaning people's teeth all day.
Worst job. Be a dental assistant or a dentist for that matter, because you're inside of people's mouths.
Disgusting mouths.
Or a gynecologist.
Gynecologist is worse.
I agree.
There's a lot.
But now think about the stank breath you're going to run into.
On which, yes.
Well, it wouldn't be breath coming out the other end.
Gotcha.
Let's talk you could have some people that, I know you and me, I would think, you make sure before you go to the dentist.
Oh, my gosh.
The Listerine and the times 10.
I got there yesterday. I got there like 45 minutes early because it's on my way home. I couldn't go all the way home. I was flossing in my car probably 3-4 times, full on floss.
Right. So that's you.
And then brush when I got in there. I asked to use their bathroom. I had brought my toothbrush, brush, Listerine. And still, like, I take care of my teeth. I take care of my kids. And still the scraping. And then when she got done, she goes, wow, you're very, very clean. What are they seeing in there?
I don't know. That's what I'm... So you're obsessive that way. There are people the other way that are completely, you know, they don't take care of anything.
Yeah.
So they've got to come across some just heinous sense.
Right.
Either one's not great.
There used to be a Stephen Wright used to do a joke.
It must have been hilarious.
He would talk about that... I'm in love with my dental assistant. He said, so when I go to get my teeth cleaned, I eat a box of Oreos in the waiting room. You know, so it'll take a longer time. Not hilarious, as you found out.
He's not.
But
I'm
at least
sorry.
The dentist, I think, he gets in there, he or she, Jerry, because females can be dentists as well.
Sure.
They get in there after the cleaning occurred.
The dental hygienist does all the work.
They do all the frontline work.
Right. And then the dentist comes in and does...
They
got to
do the drilling and the pulling and the yanking and the cranking.
There's something weird spanking. When they're drilling and you smell your tooth burning and you don't feel it.
Wee, wee.
It's unbelievable.
I said to him, I go, what about a drill that is silent so it doesn't go wee, wee, wee?
What'd they
wee.
Say?
He laughed at me.
Why? Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Why don't you create one?
Sharks. You ever go to the dentist and the drill ruined your mouth? A quiet drill.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's always possible.
So
I had to go with Boomer and the investing in the Emmett Smith home.
He doesn't seem interested.
He's not interested.
No, the investing in the Emmett Smith house.
So he's not interested in loaning us $400,000.
Does not seem interested in that.
Anybody out there that wants to invest $400,000 in our business?
It's an Emmett Smith's house. We're going to buy it in Dallas.
And we're going to run Cowboy events.
We're going to run Dallas Cowboy events, Airbnb.
And I thought of another way how we, it's not just during football season.
Okay.
There is Dallas Cowboys Country Club. We run golf trips.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
Yes. I'll be the first customer. Me and my friends, we'll play golf.
You would love that, right?
Rent the house, yes. Absolutely. That's pretty good. Pretty good. I think $3,000 is a lot, though, for a weekend.
Good. Yeah, it is. I overpriced
it. $2,000, maybe.
I overpriced it.
Yes. If we got $2,000 a weekend and we could sell it out for the year, then it's paying the mortgage. We're not making any money, but what we're doing is we're putting equity into the home. And now when we're done paying off the home, there's our cash.
I would be very nervous Airbnb being like if I had a home that I to Airbnb it to people because you don't know what people do.
And in a house like this, we would have to go back and forth every week to clean it.
Or you get a cleaning service who does your cleaning.
Or you could do that, but I think you got to get there once a month at least to get a good check on the stuff.
Right.
And I'd be happy to go every other week.
To Dallas.
I'd go. Absolutely. Hmm. For sure. So I go twice a month. You go twice a month. We'll alternate weekends.
And we'll check in on our Emmett Smith House Airbnb.
Correct. $400,000. That's all we're looking for to get started.
All right.
And we'll go. How about this? We'll go thirds. They put up the money. We run the place.
With a listener?
Yeah. Well, an investor.
An investing listener?
A venture capitalist.
A venture capitalist. That sounds much better.
We each get a third. We do the work. They put up the cash.
Like Mark Cuban's on that show, Shark Tank. Why doesn't he invest in this house? I've always wondered this about, like, think of what you make for a living, right? I'm not going to ask you to say it out loud, Jerry. That's very personal. And then think about what you bought your home for.
Yeah.
And how many years' salary that equals to. Okay? Yeah. Let's use round numbers.
Okay.
Let's say somebody buys a house for $500,000. Mm-hmm. And let's say they make $100,000 a year.
Sure.
The house that they bought is five times more than they make a year.
Right.
Opposite-wise, you get athletes who make $30 million a year, mm-hmm. buy a $5 million house.
Yeah.
And we all are like, oh, my gosh, what a great house.
Right.
That's 1/6 of their salary,
correct.
Not five times their salary.
Yeah.
That's got to feel so wild.
To just write a check out for cash for your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have a, like in some of these places, like we talk about how in certain parts of the country, the real estate is much lower. The salaries for professional athletes
are the same.
Are the same.
Right.
So you
if
get
you're
a
making $30 million in Texas.
Yes.
And you're paying $5 million for a house, it's like a $15 million home here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, and less taxes as well.
And less taxes.
Yeah. That's why when you have asked the question, and I don't think anyone's ever given you an answer, why doesn't every star athlete go play in Florida and Texas? You know? Now, I do believe you get to a certain point, the money is so ludicrous. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, right.
But it does, you know, if you're one of those guys that's taken that, you know, mid-level exception, and all you can make is $8 million all, right? Think about what I just said.
You'd be broke.
Compared to $35 million a
yes.
year. You would think maximize every dollar you can so that you don't ever have to work again. The guy that's making $30 million is never working again. The guy that's making eight, probably, it sounds crazy, but he probably is because you cut that in half with taxes. And then reading a lot about these guys, whether it's baseball players, basketball players, football players, even hockey players, like they take care of a lot of people in their life. Their bills are crazy on a monthly basis. So there is a certain number I think you have to get to before you're really completely worry-free. But I'm like, why wouldn't everyone go to play there?
They have hangers-ons.
Yeah. Hence why I asked Spike to be transferred to Dallas.
Spike, could you...
Could you transfer?
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
Why not?
It was a good one today.
Yeah.
It went very fast.
I had a lot of energy today. I don't know why.
You did?
I did. I think as I slept without going to the bathroom this morning. Slept straight through.
Oh, good job.
I was ripping and roaring.
Ripping and roaring, sleeping straight through, not having to get up to pee.
There you goes.
You ever miss the bowl when you get up to pee?
Have I? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is weird. It's disturbing when you start to go and you don't hear the... You're like, huh, I'm hoping this is hitting the back wall of the toilet bowl itself and not somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had the time where you go and it shoots in a different direction?
Yeah. You're like, I'll get
like,
that tomorrow.
Whoa.
I'll get that in the morning. I'm not turning the light on.
Then you start contorting your body to make sure it... Oh, it's fine. I actually do turn the light on.
Yeah, see, that will wake me up. If I don't turn the light on, I'm good.
Oh, no, I need the light on. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
That's why some men, and this is why my friend Paul does it, will sit down to pee at night.
Oh, good Lord.
Because
Come on.
You could aim sitting down much better. He's right.
I would. I'm not doing that.
Me
Sorry.
Neither, Jerry. I'm all man.
Yeah, okay.
Warm up is next.
Get nude to take a poop.
That's true. It's right. Relaxing.
Yeah, well, whatever.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The home of Giants football and Yankees baseball is WFAN.
101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, let's do this. Wednesday morning. The Eddie Scazzeri, nice to see you back. Hello, good morning to you. How are you? I'm fine, I'm good. Great to see you. Wonderful. Al Mike Dukes, what's up, man? It's I feel like I haven't seen you in a month.
Good morning, Jerry. It's good to have you back. It's good to have Eddie back. All is right in the world. No one's on remote from golf courses. We're all back to normal.
As far as we know.
Yeah, which I thought we were going to be all back to normal once, football season hit.
Yeah, well, it hit, but and Jerry, it's never normal.
You know what they say, Jerry? Life happens.
Yeah.
They say, Jerry,
life
if you want to
if you
want to make God laugh, make a plan. That's
Who
what people
says
say.
This?
That's some sayings I see in, like, stores where they have, like, sayings on you know, things you hang on your wall.
I've never seen that.
That's a good one. The also thing it says, dance like no one's watching.
I've always, that one I've seen, yes. And don't care
my,
and just go
I have ahead. That in my living room.
Do you dance a lot?
Dance like no one's watching.
Well, you got Whimsy staring at you.
Yeah, she stares at me,
You
Jerry.
Ever dance nude?
No, I'm not
yes,
a nude.
You have. Come on, you have. I don't believe that.
I swear I've never danced
I
nude.
Don't believe that at no point in Basking Ridge, Matawan, yeah. or in Bradley Beach.
Dancing
you,
nude.
You live by yourself, that you have not... You love music.
Yeah.
That you have not danced nude in the living room. I don't believe you.
I've danced in my underpants.
I think you have shaken it
no.
like no one was watching.
I do not shake. I do not feel comfortable nude. Rarely ever. Just in the shower.
I think you've done Raise the Roof nude.
That I could swear I've never done.
I think you have.
You think
What? Nude. Flapping think, all around.
No. And there's nothing flapping, unfortunately. That's why I'm not comfortable walking
right.
around nude.
You pull your shades down.
Well, no, I don't do that, Jerry. I don't walk around.
You exercise nude once.
Nope.
Push-ups.
No.
Sit-ups.
Nope.
I don't know if I believe you.
I legitimately, occasionally I will walk from my bedroom to the shower nude. Occasionally. But most of the time I get nude in the shower, in the bathroom before stepping in. And then I step out, towel off, underpants on.
Like there's no one there, though.
I know, but it just feels weird.
So you've never cooked nude?
No.
You and that grilled chicken and sweet potato?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, right, yeah.
Now you're grunting. Let's relax. I think you have done it. Anyhow. Well.
Jerry, if you're Giancarlo Stanton, I would be...
I'd go to the Yankees and say I want to race.
Or I walk.
Right.
Or I'm not in the lineup tonight.
There you go.
If I'm that guy, I'm doing every post-game interview I could get on right now. I'm doing radio interviews. I want to be on television.
Maybe he wants them. He talks.
What's up? That's right. I mean, even if the guy does nothing tonight, he could do nothing the next two nights.
He's carried them for the last week.
He could strike out 8 times in 2 nights, and he still would be like, suck it.
What have you done for me lately?
I guess.
That's a little much.
Yeah.
He strikes out his next 8 at-bats and they lose both games? Probably
like,
not.
I'm sorry. I've been hitting nonstop home runs.
How about
many has
someone
got
else
now,
does
Jerry?
Something? 35?
No, no.
Or 36? I think he's got 35.
Yeah, 35. 30.
I think it's 35.
What did he have last night? He hit, where did my notes go, Jerry? Oh, 4 home runs in 4 games.
Yes.
Pretty good. Jerry,
that's
would you say that's
good.
Pretty good?
I'd say that's outstanding. Absolutely.
I mean, there was a classic Yankee win. Judge home run, Stanton home run. That's all you need. Those
yeah.
two dudes.
Right. Gio Urshela at the end, overkill.
Overkill.
Not that bad. And Rizzo. Rizzo tied the game.
Didn't need it.
So
you need home runs by Judge and Stanton.
Such a weird team, aren't they, though?
The Yankees?
Like, they win 13 in
a row.
Then they can't beat anybody. Now they're back to winning 7 in a row. The Red Sox losing to the Orioles.
And by the way, the Blue Jays have been passed by the Mariners. I don't
How
know if anybody
that?
Realizes
oh,
that.
I don't realize because they play in the
Seattle,
Pacific
but now,
Northwest. We don't pay attention.
They're now a half game ahead of Toronto.
Is that right?
So you got Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners for those two wild card spots, which the Yankees clearly are going to get one of them. Unless they lose their last five games, which I don't see happening.
Will the Yankees get a home game? But we don't know that
I
yet.
I think they will.
You do.
Well, if they're the top wild card team, right now they get the home game.
Let's make Seattle fly all the way, Jerry.
Yeah, they're not beating the Yankees. I mean, what a waste of time that would be. At least there'd be some intrigue if they played the Red Sox or the Blue Jays.
But that's the weird thing, though, with baseball, Jerry.
What are you going to give me, the Twins?
Any team could beat anybody on any day.
Except the Twins can't beat the Yankees, and the Mariners aren't beating the Yankees.
All right.
But other than that, I agree.
I like your confidence.
I do. Look what they've done.
I like your confidence. So seven in a row, and Gerrit Cole pitches tonight.
This is also why, and I've said this so many times, I get so sick and tired of people, you know, you look at the schedule. We've done it, too, but... You know, you sit there and say, oh, season's over. This team's done. Look who they're playing. You have no idea. You have no idea. We referenced the Rockies however many years ago when they had that monster September. They came from, you know, death's door and they wound up making the playoffs. You can't just rule out a season until it's actually over. And so the Yankees, who had the toughest schedule going into the weekend with the Red Sox, have done the best of these three teams. Red Sox have lost four in a row now.
That's why
they lost
play
the Orioles.
The games. As well, Chris Berman used to say.
You're right. It's also, you know, another one of my favorite stupid things is, oh, it's a veteran quarterback against a rookie. The team's got no chance. In the meantime, the veteran quarterback throws up all over himself and the rookie quarterback wins.
Exactly.
You have no idea.
You don't know.
Oh, playoff experience. Josh.
Shut your mouth, right, Jerry?
Stop. Got to go out and play the game.
Yeah. Do you think any of this Yankee winning streak with seven in a row, on a roll, Jerry, sweeping Boston, taking the first game from the Blue Jays, Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight. Do you give any credit to the new Yankee turtle?
No.
Bronxy?
No.
That Nestor Cortez?
No, I give credit to how you started the show.
How's that?
Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. That's who gets the credit.
The guys who we expect to hit home runs.
Right. So if they lose, are they going to make soup out of that turtle?
Turtle soup? I've never had turtle soup. I don't know if we do that here in America.
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup, Jerry. It's a turtle in there. So Nestor Cortez and a group of Yankee players, they wanted to get a pet, so they went to a Bronx pet store. Imagine you're a turtle and you wind up in the Bronx.
They should have got those gorillas that were doing sexual things.
Sexual favors to each other from the Bronx Zoo.
That was the Bronx
Zoo,
right?
They were the Bronx Zoo, yeah.
Yeah, that was last week.
But you can't have gorillas in the Yankee locker room,
not.
Jerry.
You said Bronx Zoo, that's what I thought of. Was
Could you
that
imagine
video
if
that
the Yankees are like, we got two lucky gorillas from the Bronx Zoo, and we're taking them on the road.
Let's stick with
gorilla.
Let's stick with the turtles.
That would be awesome, though. This turtle, like if they start losing, like this turtle's not working out. We're going to get those two sexy gorillas from the Bronx Zoo.
Gorilla.
Well, they charter. They could.
You tranquilize them. You put them on the flight, Jerry. They can't start any trouble.
What was that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis? And and they had they gave the tranquilizer to the gorilla. Do you remember the movie?
No.
Was it Trading Places?
I have not seen a Jamie Lee Curtis movie.
I think it was Trading Places. I'll check during the break. Sure, someone might help us out on Twitter. And then the gorilla wakes up.
Yeah, because here's the thing: the Yankees can't charter a flight with two lucky gorillas.
Well, clearly not. Look what they were doing in the zoo.
I know.
Oh my God.
Gorilla.
You'd have the Mile High Club with the gorillas.
Yeah. Smart to stick to a turtle.
I
like turtles as well. I should have got a turtle myself instead of, you know.
You have one. Look in your pants. That's what you say, not me.
My turtle's hiding in his shell.
And anybody, don't yell at me. Al says that.
Yes.
I don't.
Exactly, Jerry. So the lucky turtle, his name is Bronxy, in case you were wondering.
I wasn't.
And the turtle went to Boston with them. How
Great.
About that?
Is it in Toronto? It's not vaccinated.
That's the turtle. Yes, the turtle has got a little tiny mask on its face.
All right, yep. So the turtle's not, so they leave it in Boston? Where's the turtle?
No, it's, it travels with them.
So it is in Toronto.
It's funny. I didn't hear if it was in Toronto, but they said it travels with and went to Boston.
All right. Well, we have to find out where the... Well, I don't care.
And they let it run around as much as a turtle can run, Jerry, in the locker room.
How long does it take to get to the field? 4 hours?
Yeah. As soon as the game's over, the turtle just gets there, like, turn it around, Bronxy, head back.
Oh, my gosh.
Head back, Bronxy.
What a silly concept.
Yep.
But, you know, it's fun, though. Who cares?
So, another big Yankee game tonight, Jerry. Gerrit Cole versus Jose Berrios.
Yeah. Were you locked in good? Last night?
I certainly was.
No, you weren't.
Is this a Berrios fella any good?
Okay.
Oh, so yeah. This is, he's, you know, only okay.
He's,
so
yeah.
This should be a win.
He's got a good ERA. I mean, I haven't watched him enough to know, but I mean.
Because tomorrow, you know, they're pitching, their Yankees are facing that Ray fella who you said is pretty good.
Yeah, Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray.
Yes, that Ray fella.
Yeah.
Did you know Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals is 17-7?
He is?
Yes.
That guy's 100 years old.
He won last night, the Cardinals' 17th win.
I know,
he's 17-7.
But you know what they say, though, Jerry? And this is like the Yankees are getting into
danger. He's like a fine wine.
No, but the Yankees.
Gets better with age.
No, but what's happening with the Cardinals that you don't want to happen with the Yankees. They're winning too many games in a row. And then, you know, like you said, the
Actually,
Yankees
if
are.
The Yankees won 17 in a row. That'd be 10 straight from here, which means they'd win the wild card game and sweep the first round.
That would be perfect.
So actually, they haven't.
All right,
yet.
So keep it going. Yeah. 17 games.
Because they've won what? The Yankees won 7 straight. So, yeah, there'd be another 10 to match the Cardinals. If the Cardinals ever lose again.
So, Adam Wainwright has 17 wins. This is in an era, Jerry, where wins don't even mean anything.
I know. But this team is really good, and he's given them length.
So, if this was the 80s, he'd be a 30-game winner.
Maybe.
Almost.
I mean, 17-7 is pretty good. I don't know how many. That's 24 right there. I don't know how many starts he's made. I know Stroman, what was that? It was his 34th last night, which I think 34, 35 is where a starting pitcher would max out. So if Wainwright has started, I don't know how many he has started, maybe 30, 31, means he's won a lot.
Has a starting pitcher ever had a decision in every game?
Yeah, I would bet in the 30s because I think they pitched every inning.
Imagine like you end your record at like 17-17.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If I pull up, boy, now you're going to make me.
Pull up your.
Pants. You pig.
You're Encyclopedia Britannica, Jerry, and see it in the 1930s.
No, here's what I'm going to do.
Baseball reference?
No, I'm going to pull up the roster.
All right.
Of the 1927 Yankees. How about that?
Give me those best pitchers.
Well, that's what
Babe
I'm looking
Ruth.
For. So let's see.
Was Babe Ruth still pitching back then?
No, he stopped pitching when he went to the Yankees, I believe. I think he only pitched a little bit.
He got lazy when he went to the Yankees. He's lazy.
Let's see. So let's check the stats of Herb Pennock.
Yeah. Come on, Herb.
Here we go. Eddie, there might be audio, so just be careful here.
I want to see a 17-17 or a 20-20 record. Dude's getting plenty of starts.
All right, how about that? I'll give you one.
All right.
How about in 31 starts,
yeah,
when he was pitching for the Red Sox, he was 16-13.
Perfect. So almost a decision in every game.
Almost 29 out of. All right, here's one. In 33 starts for the Yankees, he was 23-10 in 1926.
All right.
So that's a decision in every game.
We need to get back to that in Major League Baseball. We need Gerrit Cole being like, you know, 25-10.
It is kind of neat, though, isn't it? When you see these guys, the way how much they used to throw.
They should give the pitcher a decision no matter what. Like, if you start the game, if your team wins, you get a win. If your team loses, you get a loss, no matter what you do in the game.
Well,
new rule, Jerry.
I do think the rules should be altered for wins and losses because I've always said this. I believe, like, a guy could go out there and he could throw, let's say, 7 shutout innings.
7 strong.
It's 0-0. He goes out in the 8th. He gets the first 2 outs and then he's done. For whatever reason, he's finished. So he's gone 7 2/3 scoreless innings. He's given up 2 hits. He has struck out 12. Next guy comes in, gets the last out of the inning, and the leadoff hitter for your team then hits a home run. The guy that got the one out's the pitcher of record and gets the win. And I almost feel like, it's just my opinion, that the wins and losses should now come down to what the official scorer thinks. And the way he rules on an error, he should rule who gets the win.
Right. Eyeballing this, it looks like the starting pitcher did most of the work. Let's give him the win. That's what you're saying, Jerry. Yeah. I like it. Who do we talk to, Rob Manfred?
I don't know. That's a great guy. That's a great question.
I'm going to email him later.
Rob Manfred?
Yeah.
You have his email address.
I do have his email.
When we played
softball. I probably have his cellular telephone as well. I could text message him.
Oh, that would be good.
I should just start text messaging all the cool phone numbers I have in my phone.
And do what with it exactly?
How's it going?
That's it? How's it going?
Yeah. Hey, it's Al. How's it going? Can we be text friends?
Okay, that's dorky.
How about Noah Syndergaard pitched last night, Jerry? I heard nothing about this until like late afternoon that he was even pitching. Why didn't they buzz that up a little bit?
Because no one cares about the Mets right now.
And I guess he was only throwing one inning, yeah?
I think that's pretty much. Oh, here we go, real quick, because you got me fascinated with this wins and pitchers.
Yep.
How about this guy? Comes up. Eddie Rommel was one of the best pitchers in baseball in the 20s. He pitched for the Philadelphia A's. All right, you want to have a decision in every game you pitch?
Yes, you pitch 20 games, you should have 20 decisions.
How about in 1922, he was 27 and 13.
Nice.
Here's the best part. He pitched in 51 games.
Oh, so he had
33 starts.
Okay.
And then how about we talk about how crazy stuff is? In terms of innings pitched, this guy was a monster. 294, 297, 303, 278.
Mm-hmm.
I think times have changed.
He's passed away and his arm fell off.
Stop. It's so stupid.
That's what his family said.
Anyway, back to Syndergaard. I'm sorry.
Syndergaard got the pitch last night, Jerry. He threw 10 pitches.
Nine strikes.
Yeah, retired all three hitters.
Couple of strikeouts.
Two Ks.
Yeah, and then said he thinks he'll be back.
Back when? For the season next year or back again?
No, he's going to be back at Citi Field next week and just throw. No, I mean back with the team next year.
All right.
Because he is a free agent.
And the is that right?
Mets can give him the qualifying offer if they so choose. I don't know if they will
or
they won't.
I don't think fans would be that upset if they let him.
I think fans like Syndergaard. I do.
Yeah.
I feel like he's one of those guys that, unlike DeGrom, who they love to death, as you know, he's on social media. I think he engages with the Met fan. I think he has become one of those guys that likes to take shots at other teams.
I like that.
Yeah, I actually think Met fans would not be thrilled. Not all of them, but the far majority of them, I think, would be upset if he left.
Okay.
Even though he hasn't done anything in a couple years.
Right. Always hurt.
I still think they want him back.
And they shut down DeGrom for the rest of the season, I guess.
There's four games left.
Shut it down.
It's about time.
Why was Sal screaming like it was a big deal then?
He
didn't like to be lied to. He felt he was lied to.
His take was they probably knew in July that he wasn't pitching again. And they kept giving you false hope that, you know, DeGrom's doing this, he's doing that, and he'll be back, you know, in late August. Now it's September. Now
there's only
mid-September.
Four games left?
Five, something like that. They did sweep a doubleheader yesterday.
Know what I liked? Sal said he had sources that told him that.
Yeah.
How come I don't have sources?
Because you don't work at SNY.
I have no sources.
You have sources.
For
he
anything.
Works in the afternoon.
Craig's my source.
Pretty much.
But he fakes sources. I can't trust his sources.
Well, I didn't say you could trust him. I just said that's
actually,
your source.
Actually, no, he does have actual sources for
he
some things.
He has in the past.
Boomer has sources.
Yeah, for sure.
Craig has sources. I don't think Gio has sources. I don't think Evan has sources.
I don't know.
I don't think Moose or Maggie have sources.
I have sources.
You do?
In a couple of places.
Is that right?
Not all over. Not all over. In two places.
Really?
Yeah. In two places.
Do you have Cowboy sources?
No.
Rutgers sources?
Maybe.
Mm.
But what do you think?
Yes.
Of course. And I got one more.
You have
a big New York team.
Really?
Yes.
Jets source?
No.
Giants.
I'm not going to say. Knicks. I will
tell you. Oh, you got a Knicks source.
I do.
I need a source, Jerry.
Yes. A good one, too.
You have a good source?
I do. But we got to take a break.
Man.
It's 5:19. I'd say we're just getting started, but we're already a third of the way over.
Yeah.
So, Boomer and Gio coming up at 6 on the Fan. Don't go away.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, the car is on a Wednesday morning. How are we doing? It's the warm-up show until 6 o'clock. Al is sporting the warm-up show T-shirt
That's
today,
right.
Which for some reason I can't find. I know I have it. You gave it to me.
And not on the website anymore.
I know. I don't
it's
understand.
It's an exclusive, Jerry.
We have very limited
products. I like to keep these very exclusive, Jerry.
I know, but don't you think we should put it back on the website
yes.
for Christmas?
Yes, Jerry.
Holidays are coming up. Let's go. Plus, we still got to get the Andre the Giant one going.
Right, without saying Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
By the way, that was Timbuk 3, Jerry, not the cars.
Oh, I thought it was the cars the future's, and Lonnie Vance.
The future's so bright, you got to wear shades. Jerry, when you came in today to do the warm-up show, right, as I forget who was doing the update.
Sal Licata was on?
No, well, Sal was saying goodbye.
I'm going to say Peter Schwartz.
Then it was not Peter Schwartz. Then the update was on. And when you came in, I was playing something on my phone.
Yeah.
You looked puzzled a little bit.
Because I thought you were getting into some meditation.
Yeah, it was not meditation. I was watching Zach Wilson's mom's Instagram account. And in case you're wondering how that's going for the family, Jerry, she is taking a break.
From her husband?
No, from she's shutting it down. She's taking
Instagram.
A mental break for 1 week, Jerry. She's not going on Instagram, although she went on Instagram to tell us she's not going. And she's not teaching her aerobic classes.
Oh, okay.
She's getting substitute teachers. She needs to heal mentally. She needs
Send
to
her
heal.
The beads.
Oh, the Hare Krishna beads?
How's that going? You do it yesterday?
No.
The day before?
I did them one so far. I did find inner peace, though, that day.
No, you didn't. You said there was no difference.
Well, you're supposed to do it every day. You're right. I will do Hare Krishna
beads. Just send her the beads.
I had to go to the dentist yesterday. It threw off my whole day, Jerry.
What'd you do the other 8 hours? Couldn't find that 18 minutes?
It threw me off, Jerry. I had to get a teeth cleaning. You know how that goes. That took almost, I was
half
there.
Hour?
I was there almost an hour.
Wow.
Total.
Were you there from 12 to 1?
11:45 to 12:45. God. Then I had to get home.
And do what? Aside from listening to Carton and Roberts, what'd you have to do?
I took a nap.
Nothing.
I prepared my chicken dinner.
Take it out of the freezer?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, Jerry, she says her and Zach and the family are doing well, so not to worry.
Did you ever take a break from your relationship? Not the one you're in now, but in past. Like where
take
you
a break?
Yeah, where you'd say to her, I think, you know what, let's take a couple weeks apart.
That normally doesn't go well when you do that?
No.
Take a break?
I wonder how many people do.
Yeah.
Or at least try it. You seem to be the type that would try it.
That would try a break?
Yeah.
I will tell you this from watching the series Friends,
mm-hmm.
that if you do take a break, Jerry, you should not have physical relations with another
Will
person.
Will and Jada Pinkett Smith actually would disagree with you.
Well, they're a wacky couple.
That article today, I don't know if you read that.
I did read that.
Yes. They took a break and she had relations with a rapper.
Right. And then now they decided they have an open marriage.
Right.
He has various girlfriends. She has various boyfriends.
Yeah.
They are nuts.
Well, it's a different way of life. That's for them. We know, sure.
They are nuts, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, if it works for them, you know what I say? Hey, good for you.
It doesn't work for them. Trust me. That's them trying to pretend it works for them. That doesn't work for anybody.
I would not think it would work for many.
Yeah. Let's see, Jerry. Drew Brees is in the news.
Why?
Well, he was asked to comment. You know, Tom Brady is going to probably break his record Sunday night against the Patriots, the passing
yards
on the all-time list. And Drew Brees says that records are made to be broken.
No, he didn't pull an Al Dukes. I hope he breaks his leg and never throws again so my record stands.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. Is that BS or what,
There's nothing
Jerry?
Else you can say. No one wants their records broken.
Right.
But you have to publicly say it and support them. I mean, they are, you know, colleagues and I'm sure friends in some
I
capacity.
Guess. Well, they were. Remember, didn't Drew Brees and Tom Brady... I'm trying to think where they were. I'm getting confused.
I don't know.
Remember when Boomer or Craig, one of them was very touched by after one of the playoff games, they were throwing the ball to
yes.
the other guy's kid.
That was after Brees' final game, wasn't it? And it was against Brady.
Yeah. That was it, right. And Brady threw a ball to Drew Brees' kid.
So
you're
he
right,
has
they're
to
probably
say
friends.
But you think like Boomer had that record for the most passing yards in a game for a while. You think he wanted that record broken?
No.
Because here's the cool thing. I always have fun. With the whole, with some of my quotes, obviously, and I did the calendar, which is going great. But when I say there's, you know, some will leave a mark, others are forgotten, all that one. If your name is atop that record list, you're never forgotten.
Right.
Like, ever. Once people start passing you, you start falling down and further down and down and down.
Forgotten.
And down. Well, it's not quite the same. I mean, it is what it is.
So Brady's going to break that record in New England on the Buccaneers.
Yes. Whew. Yeah, while playing the Patriots.
Do you think, Jerry...
What do you think tickets are going for that game?
Do you think the Patriots... Give me a percentage.
They're not going to try and injure him.
No. I'm not saying that. Please, Jerry. Give me a percentage chance that the Patriots have to win that game straight up.
Straight up
win.
1 in 10.
A 10% chance. That's what I was thinking. 10%.
I don't think much more than that. I really don't.
But don't you think Bill Belichick knows something about Tom Brady? Like, you got to hit him.
But you know what I also know? That the Buccaneers roster is 10 times better than the Patriots. Honestly, I mean, I think it's, yes, you can scheme and game plan your face off. But at the end of the day, if the other team is supremely talented compared to you, there's only so much you can do.
But remember when the Jets beat Tom Brady in the playoffs? And what'd they do, Jerry? They hit him. They smacked him around.
I don't know that the Patriots are capable of doing it.
Pressured him. They don't have that Jets defense.
You know, like, I know.
What if you hit him late a few times just to let him know you're there?
You could do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Know you're going to get fined and possibly suspended. By the way,
take a few penalties for roughing just to get in his head. Don't let him get comfortable. Because the problem, Jerry, is that guy takes, on his second step back, he's throwing the football.
He gets the ball out very quickly.
Annoying.
Yeah, he gets the ball out quickly. By the way, you could go to this game for cheap. Not cheap.
For cheaper?
Not cheap. Cheaper than I thought. If I would have said, what's the lowest price for Sunday night?
I would say the lowest price to get in the
building. On the secondary market.
300.
Yeah, 320.
320, I can get in.
I would have said 5.
Yeah.
But you can get in, and I mean, you are up there. Row 22, and it's section, I mean, it's on the 5-yard line, 10-yard line, but 320.
Let me ask you this. Do you think after the game, regardless of the outcome, Belichick and Brady shake hands and or embrace?
Yes.
Or do they go the opposite ways?
Either way, it's a big story.
Yeah.
Because if there's the nice embrace, it's front page because it's, you know, Brady and Belichick. And if they're, do you remember when Parcells went back to New England with the Cowboys?
I do not.
And they play, I'm shocked. And they played Sunday Night Football. The Cowboys wore the blue jerseys, and it was Parcells and Belichick and blah, 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 blah. And the Cowboys, kind of like the way I feel about the Patriots playing the Bucks, the Cowboys just weren't as good as the Pats at that point. And you felt like they had no chance. But still, it was billed as Belichick, Parcells, you know, the mentor and the pupil, the teacher and the pupil, whatever. And there was the moment where pregame, and the cameras caught this, and it was awesome. Parcells glances over and just gives this icy look. No smile, no acknowledgement. Belichick turns his head, and they just stare at one another for like 2 seconds, and neither flinches.
Really?
And it was awesome. So even if you get that, that will be a big story,
yes.
Perhaps bigger than the embrace would be. But I think either way, you'll get something.
Because definitely the two coaches always shake hands.
Sure.
At the end.
Yeah. I think Belichick, you have to. I mean, I guess you don't have to. I guess if they exchange pleasantries before the game, there's no reason for Belichick to go find Brady afterwards. Especially if he gets his ass beaten by him.
Brady doesn't seem like the neither one of those guys seems like the before the game pleasantries because you want to do intimidation situations.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that go on 2 hours before a game on the field that we don't see.
That we don't see that?
Yeah. I've been to a lot of games. A lot of that stuff happens often. So, who knows? We'll see. All right, take a break. 25 in front of 6 o'clock. We've got Boomer and Geo, and everybody's here. It's a Wednesday. It's awesome. Don't go away. Coming right back on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you with a squeeze on a Wednesday morning. We've got a lot to do still. We already hit the Yankees. Mets did win there too, but no one cares, and I certainly understand that. And we got more Yankee baseball tonight. I know Al will be locked in.
Definitely, Jerry. I'm locked in. This is playoff baseball in the regular season.
Got a playoff feel to it.
Playoff baseball in the regular season.
Yeah.
Here's a cool story. I thought of you yesterday when I saw this, Jerry. Emmett Smith.
Time for cool stories. Emmett Smith, yes.
Emmett Smith, Jerry. By the way, and this is not me being stupid. I'm actually asking the legitimate question. He still is the all-time leading rusher, correct?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Emmett Smith. He is selling his a mansion of his.
Right. Where?
I guess it's outside of Dallas somewhere. This was kind of weird. It's only, and I say only because of what property, what money will get you in our area.
Right.
$2.2 million. It's a mansion.
It's got to be.
Now, he is willing to have dinner, personal dinner, with the new owners.
That's cool.
That is cool.
I think that's actually very cool.
I mean, I would tell everyone who came in, by the way, this was Emmett Smith's house.
Oh, for sure.
We had dinner right there.
I think you have to actually have a photograph of him in the dining room.
Yes.
Like a big portrait.
Yes.
I would do that.
I would. I was thinking, you and I, maybe we invest in this property.
Yeah, we
$1.1 million each.
Take all our warm-up show money. We'll pull it together.
Put it together.
And let's buy this because then we could rent it out.
Right. Airbnb. Did you want to sleep in Emmett Smith's
home?
Right.
I think that's actually kind of neat.
And I ask, we buy the bed and mattress from Emmett Smith. It's like, well, you got to leave the bed and mattress.
So we buy the furniture.
Buy
with
the
it.
Furniture. Yes, Jerry.
So we want the furnished Emmett Smith home for $2.1 million.
$2.2 million. We put it up on Airbnb.
We'll offer him $2 million.
For cowboy weekends.
We got to come up with $400,000
right.
For the down payment.
Okay.
And we roll.
Oh, man, Jerry, this could be our retirement. We Airbnb famous football players' homes.
I think we would do well.
And we put together packages, right? We buy up cowboy tickets. We do packages. You and your buddies.
Oh, now we're talking.
You and your buddies come to town. You stay in Emmett Smith's house.
We sell packages of 12 because it's going to be a big house.
Yeah, big house.
And then all of a
sudden.
Yeah,
I think it's like 5 bedrooms.
So it would be perfect. So if we sold one a week, we got, let's see, you got a couple of preseason games.
Yep.
You've got at least 8 home games.
Yes.
Let's hope they make a playoff game once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 10 trips a year you could make. We're paying our mortgage with the trips.
Paying our mortgage. Plus people just coming on vacation. If you're going on Airbnb and you go, oh, look at this. For a couple bucks more, we stay in Emmett Smith's
house.
That's
exactly right.
Emmett Smith's former home.
Let's see. What are mortgage rates right now?
This is where to a very low still.
Are they still?
2%, yeah.
All right, so let's figure if we did this.
This
right?
is where Emmett Smith would watch his film.
I actually like this idea.
This is where Emmett Smith would eat his favorite dinner. This is where Emmett Smith would shower in his bath fitter.
All right, so we're going to have to. So the mortgage is going to be $1.6 million.
You're
okay with
that? That's mortgaging over 30 years, Jerry? Of course.
All right, so if we got an interest rate of, let's go with, you want two?
Let's get 2%, Jerry.
All right, 2%.
And have Emmett Smith leave us a whole bunch of signed balls in there, too.
You want to include taxes and fees on this?
Taxes and fees, Jerry.
All right, taxes and fees, everything all in.
Yeah.
How much are we getting for the room for the week? I guess it'd be weekend trips. How much are we getting during the season?
$3,000.
For the weekend?
Yeah.
So then we're going to make ten trips.
Smith.
We're going to bring in $30,000.
Yeah.
That's problematic.
We need more.
Well, because all in, we're looking at $8,500 a month.
Right. We're going to need a little more.
So we need
to
raise $96,000.
Right.
You've only come up with $30,000.
Well, let's think about it.
Yeah.
We'll think about it for now.
I do like the idea, though.
All right.
How about we get a bungalow to start?
A bungalow? Well, no. This was Rafael Septien's old home.
Didn't he go to jail?
He did. Well, that's why he's only got a bungalow.
Someone else.
That's why he's only got a bungalow.
How about Gary Hogeboom's?
That's why he's only got a bungalow, Jerry. The guy was in trouble.
Here's where Bob Bruning played and stayed. Oh, Jim Jeffcoat.
All right.
Because he was from Matawan, New Jersey, where you lived. I think his parents still live in Matawan. We got the Texas connection. We buy Jim Jeffcoat's place that when he played there, he stayed at.
Right.
And now we're talking.
Now we've got something, Jerry.
77.
I don't like when TV cable networks and cable companies and things fight with channels.
Right.
Because it always makes that a loser for the sports fan person. So right now, Comcast, I guess, is threatening to drop MSG networks.
Really? Now I almost switched to Comcast last month.
In
wow.
New Jersey and Connecticut. You know, they eventually work these things out.
Not always. Remember Yes Network? Who did the Yes Network have the issue with for over a year, I think?
I think that was in Connecticut.
Right?
It was one of the
Wasn't Yes an issue?
Yeah.
He doesn't remember.
It wasn't Comcast, though.
I don't know. I didn't say it was. I said, who was it?
Yeah, it was one of the cable companies.
I just know Yes had some sort of an issue with one
of them. Yeah, and then they missed like, the whole thing. So you got Comcast and MSG Networks fighting, and that you got Knicks and Rangers coming up this season.
Yeah.
And you have NBC and YouTube TV, which a lot of people
use. Was with Comcast, by the way.
It was Yes and Comcast?
Yeah, it was. A YouTube TV as well, huh?
And no, YouTube TV and NBC. And
oh,
that
wow.
That could be off.
Listen,
that could
be
off tomorrow,
let
which
me
means
help you,
you wouldn't watch.
No. First of all, time out.
Sunday night Patriots.
If you have YouTube TV
and
you don't watch the game this week because YouTube TV doesn't have NBC,
yeah.
You're a moron.
Why is that?
Because all you have to do is go to Target and buy one of the clear. Go to Walgreens. They sell it. You get your clear channel little antenna. You hook it to the back of your TV.
Does that work? And
crystal clear. I promise you. I watch TV outside every weekend. I get
and it's
two,
clear.
Four, five. This is a weird thing. You know the only channel you don't get, which makes no sense to me? I don't get 11.
Channel
which
picks.
Sucks when I want to put the baseball game on a Sunday.
Picks is but blocking you,
get,
you.
I'm telling you right now, I get 2, 4, 5, 7, 9 crystal clear.
And what is this product clear. You're using?
Well, you can use Clear TV or you can get any of the, get the longest range finder for the antenna and you'll get more channels. And I'm telling you, it works out and it's free. It's like rabbit ears, except they're not rabbit ears anymore.
Do you feel like you're stealing, Jerry?
No, I feel like it's smart. So if NBC is the issue,
yeah.
There should be no reason you don't watch the game Sunday night. It literally is $20 and you never have to pay again.
Hmm.
And then this way you get 2, 4, 5, 7. I'm not promising you channel 11. Yeah, Al, when I tell you it's crystal clear, it's crystal clear. There's no buffering. There's no nothing.
All right. I'm going to get this.
No, you're not. There's no
I might put a TV upstairs.
Then, yeah.
Then I might get that.
Then you can stream all your cable stuff with all your apps.
Okay.
But at least you will have network television.
All right.
Completely free. Plus, there's actually a really cool, there's a comedy channel on there. There's a bunch of free cable channels, too.
Is that right?
That have old-time comedies and dramas and stuff.
Like Johnny Carson Show
yes.
and that sort of thing.
No, that's on Pluto, I believe.
Pluto?
Yes.
Do you know the rapper Eminem, Jerry?
No, never heard of him.
rapper Eminem.
Right.
He's opening a Detroit restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti.
Okay.
Which is a lyric from
Lose Yourself.
Yeah, from
yep.
Lose Yourself.
Yep.
I guess they had opened up in the Detroit area. They had some Mom's Spaghetti pop-up shops.
Okay. And they did well.
And they did well. So now he's opening up his own place. Not going to be a lot of dine-in. It's a lot of takeout Mom's Spaghetti.
Okay.
So I guess they have a smaller space.
That's, you know what? Why not? Remember when we were in San Francisco? Remember Craig? What the hell did he want to eat?
He had like a pot pie that he got on the street.
Was it a pot pie? But remember, it was like a tiny, tiny little stand.
It was a chicken pot pie from a tiny stand on
the
street.
But it was like they had to pay rent.
Yep.
They had, it was a permanent, but you couldn't go in.
Yeah, it wasn't a cart.
No.
But you're right. It was in a building, but it was just a window.
I wonder if that's what this is.
Yes. That's what it seems like.
That'd be kind of cool.
Lose yourself. There's a Baltimore Ravens fan, Jerry, who plans on getting a new tattoo.
I don't care for this.
For each win during the season.
Well, who cares?
Well, this is the interesting thing, Jerry. His wife is giving him the tattoos. She is not a tattoo artist. They have a tattoo gun at home because she would like to one day be a tattoo artist.
So she's going to practice on him.
She's practicing on
him. That's great.
I saw the one from last week. It was a goalpost.
Crooked?
Didn't look 100% great. It was a goalpost and the it said like 66-yarder or whatever. And then the previous week when they beat the Chiefs, it was just the score.
I'll tell you this. They win 10, 11 games. She's going to be a tattoo artist at the end.
Right.
This is how you learn.
He's getting on his legs. So he could have both his legs filled up with Ravens 21.
It'd be awesome when they get divorced. His legs have these horrible tattoos. He's got to explain to every girlfriend that he meets going forward or boyfriend, whatever his choice is. Yeah. She crushed me. I had to get rid of her.
Yeah.
These are
terrible tattoos. Where did you get these from? My wife, who's not a tattoo artist.
Hence why we're divorced.
Yes. if you do that, your team kind of has to win the Super Bowl that year. Otherwise, it's a random year out of a million years. Still,
and they're not going to win this. Well, I guess they could. I shouldn't say that. We'll see.
You don't think they're going to win it.
Let me ask you this. You decide to take up tattooing.
Okay.
And let's say you're going to practice on Gina. At any point, do you tattoo... Al was here.
She would see that, Jerry. I couldn't get away with
that. What if you tattooed her bum?
As though I would only tattoo if she would allow me.
I'm saying she was going to allow you
to
practice your tattooing skills on her like this woman is on him.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, I don't like
practicing
tattooing.
At any point, would you sneak an Al tattoo somewhere?
With a smiley face, yes.
You would, even though she didn't ask for it.
No, I would get permission.
That's not what I'm asking you.
Jerry, it's the year 2021. You must get permission for everything.
So you wouldn't sneak the Al on
I would not.
So you don't think that this woman snuck her name on her husband?
I don't think so. He seems willing to accept any tattoo she's willing to put on. She put terrible-looking goalposts with the Ravens 66-yard
field goal. I feel like I could do that.
The tattoo? A goalpost?
A goalpost,
yeah. It was legitimately just the lines. Like, right. It wasn't like a fancy looking
like
goalpost.
We used to do in school. We used to draw the goalposts.
Yeah.
I used to draw football fields, and then I would make the goalposts. My graphics, and my logos never came out good at midfield.
What about your yardage? Was it evenly?
When I used a ruler, they looked awesome. Right. When I didn't use a ruler, it looked like a 9-year-old was drunk.
Right. You'd be like, these 10 yards look like they're really about 6 yards. This 10 yards looks like about 15 yards.
Why does this half of the field look like a third of the field?
Would you draw a star in the set? In the 50-yard line?
Yeah. And then I would put the Cowboys in the end zones? Absolutely. A long time ago. It was like last weekend. All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with a couple more stories. Right. Then we got Boomer and Geo at the top of the hour for a Wednesday show. Right now on Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence on the. And we're not talking about the Arizona Cardinals, I think. We're talking about the St. Louis Cardinals because they don't lose.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes. We'll get you to Boomer and Geo at 6. Yankees won. They've won 7 straight. They're moving in the right direction towards securing that playoff berth. The Mets did take 2. Not that anyone cares, but Noah Syndergaard did pitch an inning.
I did see on Twitter, Jerry, a few people reached out, said that the Yankees' lucky turtle, Bronxy, did not go to Toronto.
So you're saying that actually had nothing to do with them winning, huh?
Yeah, it didn't have any effect. I guess
shocking.
You can't bring reptiles across the border.
Especially unvaccinated ones, as we
unvaccinated
said.
Turtles, Jerry. Yeah. They do not work. The Manning brothers and the Manning cast, as they call it, is going to be off for the next 3 weeks.
I look at first of all, it's stupid because all the momentum they had is
dead. You just deaded your momentum.
I look at the Manning thing from Monday Night Football the way you look at The Athletic. I don't need to sit there and waste my time watching it. I'm going to watch the regular broadcast.
Right.
And then everybody will show me all the good stuff on Twitter.
Right. That's how we do
the
Athletic.
Yeah.
When I hear there's a great Athletic article, there are normally stories written about it, and they sum it up.
Hence, if you're going to give the double finger to someone, guess what? I'm going to see it 3 minutes after you do it.
Right.
So it's fine. You like it? Awesome. I'm going to stick with the regular broadcast.
Right. And I see the Manning cast, they take, of all the people watching Monday Night Football, they have just under 15% watching it the Manning cast way.
I tell you, with the way Twitter was lighting on fire the other day, I would have thought everyone was watching
it. Yeah, Twitter loves it. The people on Twitter love it. But I think the regular people, Jerry, who are out there watching Monday Night Football, they want to watch Monday Night Football.
Yes, and then interested.
And the others are doing what you're doing. Give me the highlights.
Right, and I'll see all the good stuff.
That's all I'm interested
Works out perfectly. It is silly, though, to take 3 weeks. What are they doing?
Yes, they've got momentum, Jerry.
Like, if you got hired to do Monday Night Football, wouldn't you say, you know what, I'm going to clear Mondays for the next couple months?
I'd say, let me do the first 3 weeks and then give me 3 weeks off.
Is there a reason why they're off?
No, they just, this was just part of the plan when it started.
All right, well. Sucks for you.
Sucks for you if you love the Manning cast. And I see Richard Sherman, Jerry, visited with the Buccaneers.
Why not? They're signing everybody.
I'm sick of Richard Sherman.
You haven't seen him in a year.
I know. It's enough.
Well, it's the end. This will be it. He's 35, I think, or 34.
Way over the hill, Jerry.
So perhaps, well, not unless you're
35.
Perhaps this will be it. Make a run at a Super Bowl with the Bucs and then disappear.
Remember when he did the You Mad Bro at Tom Brady 100 years ago?
Didn't he have mental health issues? Isn't that why he's out of the
game? Richard Sherman? No, I'm not sure.
No, I think he did.
He was kicking down a door, remember?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a domestic violence situation.
Oh, right.
They had a restraining order, the whole thing.
Oh.
So perhaps he's gotten through that. And maybe he'll play.
WFAN and WFAN 101.9 FM HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.